We found the one and only Jason Lewis, and I have one and only topic to talk about today with Jason, so this works. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. This is North Dakota's adopted Senate race, South Dakota's adopted Senate race. We would hope America's adopted Senate race, because he has a great chance to defeat Tina Smith in the upcoming election if we can do just a little bit more in the way of, bucks in the coffers. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, always good to talk with you, my friend. Yeah, that's it, really. I mean, she's going through her Rolodex of multinational corporations who have outsourced jobs to China. I think we're at $70,000 plus so far, and it's easy to raise money. So we're neck and neck in this race. So we just got to keep up financially. So remember, we'll be one of 100 senators. Doesn't matter where you live in the country. You better hold that firewall. So help us out at Lewis4MN. That's F-O-R-M-N.
I was talking to Senator Kevin Cramer this morning, I guess, and he did say at their one of their meetings yesterday, they got a briefing on all the races around the country, and he said it's just amazing how tight these races are, so many of them, but specifically mentioned your race and how winnable it is, but also said, he needs more money. He needs more. He's up against a fundraising juggernaut. Like you say, they're doing the Rolodex. They're going to do it to the president, too, right? I mean, Joe Biden, way more money, and a lot of races around the country, way more money. So and that's one way to help,
isn't
folks.
Isn't it odd, the party that wants money out of politics sets fundraising records every single cycle? Isn't it odd that they got money funneled in from George Soros to Tom Steyer to Act Blue to multinationals? I mean, it's just shocking. They are the corporatist party. And they're big corporate titans in Silicon Valley, and quite frankly, those who are outsourcing jobs, Minnesota jobs to China, are feathering their nest because they like the status quo, and that really is why they've got so much more money. These people, there are no, in a Democrat world, there are no economic entrepreneurs. There are only political entrepreneurs. And the difference is you get government to give you, say, a legal exemption from liability. If you're Alphabet, if you're Google, if you're Facebook, if you're Twitter, and then you beat the tar out of it and censor, beat the tar out of conservatives and promote gaslighting by the left with that carve out from Washington, D.C. That's what we've got, and those people fund Democrats.
They fund Democrats, and if we don't use grassroots dollars to help, we have, at the end of the day, sort of what we can expect. Because there has to be a match.
State.
I mean, I don't imagine 40 days to election day there's any chance that you match her in fundraising or outraise her, but it's a matter of at least getting to the point where, there's not a big disparity and her ads are 2-1, 3-1 against yours, right?
Well, and we're closing in on that. I mean, we're going to raise $2 million this quarter, which is more than we've ever raised. People from all over the country are now pouring money in because I wouldn't say pouring money in, but contributing in because they see Minnesota now as winnable as we do. But you're right. You don't have to match them dollar for dollar. You have to raise enough to be competitive. So anybody that wants to protect the Senate, the last firewall, no matter where you live, folks, go to Lewis4MN. That's LewisForMN.com. And look, we're going to need to flip a state other than Alabama. We're going to hold the Senate.
All right.
And
North Dakota,
the next best shot.
North Dakota, you can do this. As you heard Governor Burgum talk about the difference a Trump administration has meant to North Dakota, same thing goes for a Republican Senate because they're the ones passing the rules
right.
and laws as well. So, Jason,
Scott, as I tell people, Kevin Cramer is Minnesota's best senator. and that's certainly the truth right now. And I can be one of North Dakota's best senators, right?
Exactly. Yep. You guys can all be wingmen for each other. Throw Hovind in there, too. Exactly right. Thanks, Jason. Talk to you soon.
You bet, bud. Bye-bye.
Lewis4MN.com.